listening to Thoughts of Healing with David Boone on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's David.
Speaking in scientific metaphysics, heart. Mortal feelings, motives, affections, joys, and sorrows is Mary Baker Eddy's insight on mental anatomy. It's a defining statement for the whole human body. Eyes and ears are, in fact, defined spiritually. It's a wonderful juxtaposition of human and spiritual. Heaven's peace and harmony expresses. Her definition of heart beautifully pictures that organ as a mental construct. It presents a more easily accepted definition than would be of, say, the liver. Yet, what applies to the heart in mental aspect also applies to every other organ and function. And mortal emotions or qualities can be lifted to higher spiritual discernments and understandings as eyes and ears scientifically represent. She points to the fact that the heart is a thought or thoughts, even though it is often circumscribed as a physical object. To get the full context or flavor, the term physical on page 115 of Science and Health must be understood and acknowledged. Then, what is physical and what is not physical, according to divine science, becomes immediately apparent. One may ask, in order to gain a fair perspective, is the heart, your heart or anyone's heart, as it beats in the body, really physical? Is it an evil belief? Does the body think? Then, was Jesus himself physical? Did he have evil beliefs? Once considered, go on to the particulars that really matter. She invites an amazing look at body, and actually at all things, beyond the merely material. Heart, as posited, is a guide to a broader view. It removes a finite sense of life. By redefining an organ for the purpose of improving it by mental means. Mortal emotions have beginning and ending. As thoughts or perspectives, they can be influenced more or less by general opinion and also by what is called mental malpractice. However, in divine science, individuality belongs to God. While man in God's image is always individual idea. That last thought is the point where a divine holy influence touches a mental construct through prayer, self-immolation, and spiritual power. It's there for everyone. Every organ is but a thought, a human concept, described by the human mind as embodied physically and is sometimes partly affected by mortal emotions. All the while, it is mostly unaware of itself or of its actions. If mortal mind knew how to be better, it would be better. Science and Health. We are dealing to a large degree with a state of ignorance, general belief often manipulated upon for purposes unseen and only slightly defined in the public mind. We therefore must be very patient, kind, and loving. The word temple in the glossary gives the correct concept of body. Body is idea of life, substance, intelligence, superstructure of truth, shrine of love. It's a fulfilling of the higher concept of body, and the physical, evil beliefs, is replaced with the spiritual idea. The human concept of relationship is replaced with the superstructure. and the so-called dualism of good and evil is replaced with the shrine. It's a wholeness, all divine, that lifts anatomy to purer, spiritual thought forms. The oneness of divine principle and idea signifies unity, all obstacles to understanding remove. Body and relationships are put on a scientific basis. The fixedness of mortal mind, mortal belief, falls away. And the infinite idea of truth unfolds into incalculable hues as light passing through a prism. The light of infinite truth dissolves mortal limitation. We need only to realize the infinite facts of being and stand within it peacefully. Peace, scientifically understood, is the counterfact improving all mortal emotions and therefore establishing harmony for all bodily functions and forms. My peace I leave with you, Christ Jesus.
Quotes from Science and Health mentioned during this program are from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thoughts of Healing with David Boone is produced by Prayerful Living Publishing. This is PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.